Hello, I'm Charles Henty. I'm the Secretary of London, the Under-Sheriff and the High Bailiff of Southwark. And my job here on behalf of the corporation is to make sure that the Old Bailey is open for business. We are defined by the Courts Act of 1971, and we in effect provide an envelope under which the court service operate the cases. We have an unusually large team here in the Old Bailey because we are the Central Criminal Court. We probably have about 370 people working here full-time, of which I control about 100. In addition to my staff, we have the Treasury Council of England and Wales, the main heavyweight, as we call them, prosecutors and defence counsel. We have a small contingent of city police. We have a witness service and victim support team of mainly volunteers who have to look after the victims of the family and the witnesses who are always here, shall we say, under some sort of duress and pressure because of the serious nature of the crimes. We have a home team of press, which are freelancers, but that gets bigger depending on the type of cases, as you will have obviously seen in the media. We have obviously members of the public coming to the galleries. We have the witnesses, the jurors, visiting counsel, and last but not least, 51 cells for the defendants who are brought in every day and taken away every day. We run an 18-court complex. We have 16 permanent judges headed up by the senior judge here, which is the Recorder of London. And the staple diet, I'm afraid to say, is homicide. So that's murder, attempted murder and manslaughter. We deal with other cases of lesser prominence, such as fraud, and we also deal with certain amount of low-level, as we call it, terrorism. We sit 5 days a week, and we only close between Christmas and New Year. And in fact, we've only closed for the past couple of years. We've been open throughout, so we sit all year round. We're actually open 24/7, but the cases themselves sit from about 9:30 to about 4:15. We deal with the most serious crimes that have taken place in London and the South East, bearing in mind the volume and complexity of the cases. We particularly specialise in gang-related cases, but we can also take cases from anywhere in England and Wales because it's complex, high-profile or sensitive. But clearly, with 18 courts sitting, that's our maximum capacity. That said, if you have 18 courts sitting and you've got five juries out, you are actually running, obviously, more than 18 cases at any one time, which is the case as I speak to you now. We take jurors from anywhere within the M25, and there's no shortage of jurors here, but we do process a huge number of jurors, particularly on the long and complex cases. We have a jury here who's been here for nearly 6 months, and the longest case I've had here with the same jury took 2 years. It's unusual in that regard. We don't like cases going on any longer than they need to. That said, it's a fascinating place to work. There's a real sense of purpose in what people do here. We call ourselves the Old Bailey team. We don't differentiate who works for whom. It's very much a collegiate but purposeful, tough place to work. It is fascinating, and it has a huge amount of history connected to it. But we're dealing with a sad part of society, and most of the cases are incredibly unpleasant and usually have led to the death or serious injury of a person, no matter what the age. That said, we are, being the Central Criminal Court, we also do an awful lot of work in terms of education and outreach. So we work with the Inns of Courts, the universities and school, both national and international, on legal education. And we also work with other partnerships with other boroughs in trying to help tackle the gang and serious crime issues, which we are currently doing in two boroughs. So we have an area of expertise here, and we must use it to our best advantage. But that in itself is really what we're about. If somebody wants to come and watch a trial, it's a public right. We have two entrances to the public galleries. There are 12 courts on the south side, which is accessed through Warwick Passage, just off Old Bailey. And the old side, which is courts 1 to 4, 17 and 18, are accessed from Newgate Street. And it is, as I say, a public right. So present yourself without carrying any devices, because we don't allow them in, much to many people's disappointment. So no iPhones, iPads and that sort of stuff. Or mobile telephones, and it's done on a first-come, first-served basis. And if there is space in the courtroom, you're entitled to come in.